It's time for The Bright Side, a coaching radio show sponsored by P-Link Coaching Center for Excellence. The purpose of this podcast is to encourage, inspire, and educate clients to live and lead as their most authentic, creative, and empowered selves. To bring P-Link coaches into your organization, visit their website at plinkcoachingcenter.com and click the Work With Us button on the homepage. And now, here is the host of The Bright Side, Alexis Robin, executive coach and co-founder of P-Link, to bring you 10 minutes of insight, theory, and actionable tips to support you on your journey to becoming the best version of yourself.
Good morning and welcome to The Bright Side. This is Alexis Robin, and today we're reviewing managing expectations. And this has come up a few times in my coaching recently and in some conversations I've had with consulting clients. And so I think it's just a good revisit in terms of, you know, setting expectations, managing expectations, and how to ensure that you are not holding your resentment in waiting. As we talk about sometimes, Brené Brown talks about resentments, expectations being resentments waiting to happen. But if we don't manage expectations, things can go sideways and we can overcommit by phrasing something the wrong way. So sometimes we can even be disappointed by the people that we count on. And sometimes we can miss deadlines or hurt client relationships if we don't manage expectations. Or we can sign up for jobs that where we don't quite understand what's expected of us, or we don't ask for what we expect of the company we're going to work for, and we just kind of leave those things lingering with an idea of what we think is the expectation, and then if that's not congruent with what others think is the expectation, then we can get put out of shape or upset. So in order to manage expectations well, you have to first get clear on what your expectations are. And sometimes we don't do this. We kind of have a feeling state that we're going for. We think like we kind of know what they are, but we haven't articulated it. And so you want to think about, like, really, what am I asking of somebody? Whether it's your child, whether it's your spouse, whether it's your business partner, whether it's somebody who reports to you, a direct report, or your boss. Like, what are your expectations? Have you gotten really clear yourself? Because sometimes we know when our expectations aren't met, but we're not really good at clarifying them up front. So think about the last time somebody did not come through or meet your expectations. Ask yourself, like, did I actually outline what those were? Now, this happens a ton in our personal lives. At home, we kind of have an idea of what the weekend's going to be like, or what the week's going to be like, or, you know, who's going to do what. And when they don't do it, we get upset. And it's not very helpful if they don't know what they were supposed to be doing, right? And this creates a lot of friction in the system. So I want to share with you some simple tips for managing expectations. And certainly if you're driving or walking as you're listening to this, you'll want to be able to go back and reference these tips without having to, you know, pull off to the side of the road or stop and write them down. I wrote an article on this about 18 months ago and posted it in LinkedIn. And so if you just go to my LinkedIn profile page, Alexis Robin, you can find this article. It's one of the very first articles I ever published. So it was published on March 25th, 2015, and still holds true to how to manage expectations. So here's some tips. The first thing is to do what we just talked about. Get clear and define your expectations. Get crystal clear. What exactly do you want from somebody? And if you say, well, I want it to be professional, what do you mean by professional? What does that look like to you? Get explicit. Say them out loud. Say them clearly. Write them down. Most often write them down. I personally am an auditory learner, so when I hear somebody say something, I can get a picture of it in my head and remember that. But a lot of people need to see it in writing. It needs to be made visible for them to get it. So if you're just saying it once, remember, adults need to hear things 10 to 20 times before they become sticky. So even if you're telling somebody something three times, and hoping, like, I've already told them three times, like, why aren't they getting it? The reality is they just may not be getting it. They may need to hear it 7 to 15 more times for it to become sticky. So do yourself a favor, and once you've defined your expectations, be explicit and write them down. You can put them in an email, you can put them in a Slack, you can put them in a document and upload it to a project folder, whatever that is. Be very explicit. Then when you're sharing with somebody else, you want to check for understanding. So once you've written your expectations down, like, is that clear? What questions do you still have? What can I answer about this? And you want to make sure that people understand what you're asking for, because you might say, I want it to be professional. And so someone might think, oh, I should type it then, when really what you're talking about is using like a formal template on letterhead with beautiful paper, if you're talking about writing something. So just as one example, so you want to check for understanding that your definition of professional and somebody else's is the same, or that the instructions that you gave are the same. Then you want to check for buy-in. And a great way to do this was actually suggested to me by somebody who attended one of my workshops where we were doing some training around how to manage expectations. And a great thing to do is to ask somebody, is this the best way to approach this? Or could you think of a better way to approach this? And it may be that you're asking someone to do something and they have a much better way or much better style of doing something, and that they might buy in further if you give them the opportunity to weigh in on how to approach it. Next thing you want to do is not skip things that you think are obvious. So oftentimes we're like, well, isn't it obvious I would want it on company letterhead, or isn't it obvious that it should be due by Friday? Do not skip things that you think are obvious. Be very explicit. Outline everything so that people understand and you have a clear and shared understanding. Next thing you want to be thinking about is to ask the person if they have everything they need to meet those expectations. We often get busy as leaders and we give more and more things. We delegate more things to our direct reports, or we share with our kids, we need them to do something, or a family member. And we don't ever ask, do you have everything that you need to meet those expectations? Perhaps your direct report doesn't have the time scheduled to meet that expectation and needs to reprioritize. Perhaps your child doesn't know how to do the thing that you're asking them to do, or doesn't know where to find the products to do it. And so you want to make sure that people have that, have everything that they need to meet your expectations. And then you can ask them, what potential obstacles do you see? And it might be, wow, I see that I might have some other conflicting projects that may get in the way of this, or we may not have the right software to manage this, or we may run up against deadlines. But you want to understand what obstacles are there so that you can help people remove those obstacles, or so that you can plan for those obstacles and figure out how you can work together to move them out of the way. Then you want to define a timeline. If you are setting expectations, you want to be sure that there's a time-specific outline definition so that people understand, like, when does this need to be done by, right? I told my son the other day, could you please pick up your beanie and your computer case and from the living room? And he said, oh, sure. And then I came back and I said, it's still here. What's it still doing here? He said, oh, I didn't know you wanted me to do it right now. So just don't skip the basics and make sure you put a timeline. And then finally, let the people know that they can come back and clarify if they think of a question after you've laid out expectations. So many times our direct reports, they say, yep, I got it. And they run off to go do it. And then they sit down at their desk and they think, oh gosh, wait, I forgot to ask something. Now, if you have a very trusting and safe relationship with your direct report and they feel comfortable coming back to you, wonderful. But if they're nervous, if they're new, if they have any self-doubt about how productive or qualified or competent you think that they are, they may feel at risk by coming back and saying, oh, wait, I know you already told me this, but can you tell me again? Or could you clarify this point? And that leads to a lot of things not being done right or correctly because people don't go back and ask the question, ask those clarifying questions. They just kind of make something up and move forward because they don't want to be seen as somebody who wasn't paying attention or incompetent. So make sure that you let people know that it's okay to come back. And finally, if somebody says, yeah, I got it, and they're not listening, you can often say, you could just say to them, you know what, this is as much for me as it is for you, so please indulge me in letting you share the details because it's really important that I outline and clarify my expectations so that we're both on the same page and set up for success. So if you find that you're waiting for someone in your life or work to do something and it's not happening, you may need to go back, revisit this, ask yourself, like, am I laying out expectations clearly enough? Is there a step in this process that I missed? What could I be doing to make this a better process? And then I think you'll find that you'll get a lot more of your expectations met. So it's never too late to clarify. So go ahead and circle back. If you've asked somebody to do something and it's not clear, feel free to go back and reiterate. Remember, adult learners need to hear things 10 to 20 times before they sink in. So this has been Alexis Robin with PLINK Coaching Center, and looking forward to seeing you next week on the show, same time, same place.